Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. We've been sharing many broadcasts on faith. We've talked about why faith is important. We've talked about the fact that all of us have the God kind of faith, that it is the faith of Jesus Christ, and that we are to use this faith. We've talked about what faith is, where it is to be in our heart and in our mouth, and how we release it. We've talked about the actions of faith, how we need to act on the Word and to show forth faith, and how we can increase our faith, how long we release our faith, continuously applying it, what happens when we speak forth the Word and release our faith in the realm of the Spirit. We've talked about the faith of Abraham. We've talked about the trial of our faith and how to maintain faith, especially with the cooperating powers of patience and long-suffering. And then we've talked about the enemies of faith and how these enemies come to try to stop you from walking in faith, and God wants you to eliminate every single one. We're going to be concluding this series on faith as we talk about one more subject, and that is making your faith strong and effective. God wants your faith to become strong, and He wants it to be effective. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the Bible says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Our first principle is you've got to receive the word as it is. It is the word of truth, and believe it. As you believe it, it can work effectually in you. Remember Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you hear the word, the Holy Spirit is taking that word, writing it in your heart and mind. He's bringing revelation, knowledge, and understanding to you. And you must believe that word. As you believe it, it can work effectually in you. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6 says this, "That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus." The communication, that's a word koinonia, meaning sharing. The sharing of your faith becomes effectual. That word means active and powerful in action. The sharing of your faith becomes active and powerful in action by the acknowledging or the full knowledge of every good and beneficial and effect thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. This is why you've got to release your faith. It has to become active and it has to become powerful through your actions. It's going to release the power of God as you acknowledge with the knowledge of God every good and beneficial thing that's in you. And you do that as you confess the Word of God and share your faith, speaking forth, communicating the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to confess what God's Word says about you. And if you want to make your faith strong and effective, you got to learn to put the Word in your mouth. Receive the Word, believe it, and start speaking forth what the Word says about you and about others. It is so important. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says this, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." Remember, we talked about the three things that abide: faith, hope, and love. Love, of course, is the greatest. Notice that it's the breastplate of faith and the breastplate of love. Those are things that are in the heart. And the helmet, which covers your head, speaks of your mind. That's the hope of salvation. Remember, hope is the Greek word elpizo, meaning a confident expectancy of what God will do for you. That's based on the Word as it comes to you. Remember, it's written in your heart, producing faith, and it's written in your mind, producing hope. And so you must keep that breastplate of faith on, meaning you've got to guard your heart. It covers the heart. That's what the breastplate covers. You must keep the Word in your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart," or guard thy heart, it means, "with all diligence. for out of it are the issues or the forces of life are going to be released. You must guard your heart. If you're going to make your faith strong and effective, you've got to guard your heart. Now in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, here's another principle. You must be abounding in hope if your faith is going to be strong and effective. Romans 15, 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. We believe the word. We're not going to doubt. We're not going to waver. We're not going to draw back. We're going to believe it. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God wants you not just having hope. He wants you abounding in hope. If you're abounding or overflowing in hope, you'll never fall into hopelessness. And you will always maintain a joy and a peace when you're truly believing the word. Remember, believing the word is not just mentally assenting to it. Lots of people have mentally assent to something that's true, but they lose their joy and their peace because they don't act upon it. They don't really maintain the hope in them. They don't abound in hope. They don't act on it with their faith. And this is important that you maintain the hope in you. And you should abound in hope when you believe the word and you are going to act upon it. If you really believe on it, you're going to act upon it. You're going to think on what it says and it will keep a joy and a peace within you. If your faith is going to be strong and effective, you should always have a joy and a peace in believing the word of God. Romans chapter 4, verse 18, speaking of Abraham, it says this, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. He believed in it, even though for in the natural it was no reason for him to keep a confident expectancy that he would see this promise come to pass. But God spoke it, and that's got to be your basis. You make your faith strong because you believe the word, and you will not back off of it. It doesn't matter what circumstance comes your way. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 talks about the fact that we have a hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. When hope's established, it'll anchor your soul, and that is important for your faith to be strong and effective, so the devil can't get you to move away from the hope of the gospel. The Bible says, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Another thing that's important, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says that the gospel was preached as well as unto them, as was unto them. It says the word preached did not profit them. It didn't profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You must mix your spirit of faith with the word preached if it's going to be effective. Remember, you have a general spirit of faith because you have the spirit of Christ in you. And you get specific faith when the word comes to you on area after area of the word of God. Now, when you hear the word, you must receive that word. It's going to be written in your heart, written in your mind. And remember, the word in your heart produces faith. So the word preached is sowing faith in your heart. But you must mix that word with your own spirit of faith. And you do that by taking hold of it, acting upon it, speaking forth what it says, doing what the word says. And this is important because it's possible, as it says here, for the word preached to not profit you. There's nothing wrong with the word of God. God's word will always profit you if you mix it with your faith. But here it says the word preached did not profit them. It was because they did not mix what they heard with their faith. So if your faith is going to be strong and effective, you've got to mix what you hear of the word of God with your faith, your spirit of faith, by acting upon it and doing what the word says. And one of the things you're going to do is confess the word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says this, let us hold fast the confession, or the profession, same word in the Greek, of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. We're to hold fast the confession, that means to say the same thing, homologio in the Greek. We're going to hold fast the confession, and the King James says, of our faith. Actually, if you look up this word in the Greek, the word faith really is the word elpizo, which is translated hope every other place in the New Testament. This literally says this, and you can check me out on it. Go look in an interlinear, go look in the Strong's, or something that shows the Greek words. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope. That's literally what it says, without wavering. Why is that the truth? Because the confession of your hope is the release of your faith. You release your faith by confessing the hope. You're confessing that word that you know that's been written in your mind, that hope, that confident expectancy of what God will do for you. And you are releasing your faith when you are confessing your hope. the confession of your hope is the release of your faith. And that is going to be going to bring forth the promises of God in your life. And remember, don't waver. It says you do this without wavering. This is another principle to be strong in faith and see it to be effective in your life. Hebrews chapter 11, here's another scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember that your faith is going to bring into being the things that you hope for. So this is why you've got to release your faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We are to speak forth which releases our faith, praise God. And we should continue to do this if we're going to make our faith strong and effective, not just one time. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Now we saw in Hebrews 10:23, we're supposed to hold fast the confession of our hope, which is the release of our faith. And here it says, let us hold fast our confession. And the word hold fast is in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. That we continually hold fast, declaring what the word says, which is the release of our faith, in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action in the Greek. And that is important if you continually release your faith. And that is going to make your faith strong and effective. There's a scripture over in Mark chapter 11. And there in verse 14, where it talks about that Jesus was there. And remember, he came from Bethany and he saw a fig tree afar off having leaves. And he came upon it and he said that no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it. And then in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And then Peter, calling remembrance, said, hey, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest withered away. And what was happening? The fact is, when Jesus spoke the words, it hit the roots of that, and it was not seen until the following morning, the withering. And this shows you that another principle of faith is that you are going to be hitting the unseen root problem. To make your faith strong and effective, you're going to speak words, and you're going to be hitting the unseen root problem in the Spirit. Now, these principles are important, and we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast, building these principles on how to make your faith strong and effective. Be a doer of the word, and watch your faith work for you. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.